how do you actually win in a squeezed market? That is the question. And the salons that win, who are thriving, profitable, successful, and who are going to arrive in 2030, not just surviving, but thriving, are the ones that... We're in an AI surge. It is surging right now, and it is well and truly here, and the world has changed forever. We're not going back. And the problem is that we were sold a promise that AI and technology was going to give us more freedom, more autonomy, a life, you know, designed on our terms. Because right now we're living through the loneliest generation in history. Today I want to talk about what I'm observing in the world, in our industry, and inside of our salons, because there's a shift. It's continuing. One thing I know to be true is what got you here won't get you there. So there are three major shifts going on in the world right now. And really, as a salon owner, as a business owner, you need to be in the know. And so my job today is to talk about those things. And the first one I want to talk about is the squeezed market. Client behavior has definitely changed over the last few years, and more salons have white space, their teams are gappy. And the behavior I see is that owners are promoting, doing offers, discounts, more marketing, trying to fill the chairs, wondering where all of their clients are. And yes, costs are rising, and we've put our prices up more than once because we've had to. Totally, I get it. It's right. But my question is, have we raised and improved our service to match the price that we now charge? And so, do you actually win? How do you actually win in a squeezed market? That is the question. And the salons that win, who are thriving, profitable, successful, and who are going to arrive in 2030, not just surviving, but thriving, are the ones that create and provide a better client experience, like a five-star client experience. They invest in the five-star client experience. They have five-star team members on their team who want to work in a five-star salon. And five-star team members work for five-star CEOs, right? It makes sense. People want to be around people like them. Five-star team members don't want to be in a losing salon. You want to be on the winning team. And so I think the conversation today is like, how do we win in a squeezed market? It's how do we have higher retention, keep clients for longer, because clients don't become happy when they spend more. They actually spend more, enjoy the result, and then become happy. And so with that in mind, I think this is the formula. Like, number one, we have to provide a better client experience. Like, that is the ultimate goal. And to provide a better client experience, we have to provide better consultations, know how to upgrade and send clients home with home care. Like, we have to do a better experience so the client gets actually what she wants. And if we want to let the client get what they want with a better consultation, actually be able to upgrade, because once the client has their upgrade, then she's more happy, then she actually is retained for longer. I did the research on this, by the way. So to do that, we have to have better staff. And to have better team members, then they need to be trained better. They need to be developed. They need their skills to be installed. You need high performance team members. And in order to have high performance team members, you need to do better mentoring. Like, you need to be able to lead like a five-star mentor and to create color technicians, be able to turn around young staff quickly so they're income generating quickly. And in order for you to do that and develop the people, you need to be better at mentoring. And if you can be better at mentoring and you can give them better skills, then they have a better output and you can pay them better. And to be able to pay people better means that you can keep them for the long term. So the one thing I know to be true is that people will always leave us when they run out of future. And so the goal ultimately is to do better. We need to do better. If we want to be thriving, what got us here is not going to get us to where we need to go next. That I know to be true. And the goal needs to be that we pay our people so, so well that they never want to leave us. You know, and I think the goal is that we need to be able to pay our team members 100K a year. Like, that's the goal. Pay them so well that they never want to leave. That's not common in our industry. And so it's not a marketing problem. And it's not a pricing problem. It's a mentoring problem. Like, your ability to mentor and shift the direction of the people, your team. Like, at the end of the day, your team is your engine. If your business is a car, then your team are actually the motor. And if you don't have a motor, you can't drive the car. And so we have to be better at managing, mentoring, leading, and inspiring and motivating our people. All the M words, maybe, except for inspiring. So that's number one. We have to become better mentors. Now, number two, the big shift in the world is that AI is well and truly here. It's not coming. It's not coming soon. It's not time to dabble in it. Like, we're in an AI surge. It is surging right now, and it is well and truly here, and the world has changed forever. We're not going back. And the problem is that actually we get more output. Like, we can do more. We can get more shit done with the use of AI. Would you agree? The challenge, though, is that we get more output of what I call AI slop. It sounds polished, but it's just AI slop, disguised beautifully. Let me explain what I mean by this, because I fell into this trap too in the early days. And there are five dead giveaways that we're using AI, and this is now what I call AI slop, and we can't get away with it anymore. So number one is the M dash. If you see an M dash, you know a human didn't write it, but an AI wrote it. And the other one is that AI will always tell you what you want to hear. Have you noticed how placating and kind and complimentary your AI is to you? That's because it's designed to engage with you. Just like any algorithm, it's designed to be your best friend and help you and serve you so you use it more. But be mindful, it tells you what you want to hear. And whatever you feed it, it's going to give you a positive response. So be mindful of that. Number three is the three-act rhythm. Have you ever noticed that things come out in threes? There's a rhythm of three, and the writing is very rhythmic. And you can tell an AI rhythm anywhere. It lists everything. Everything comes out in lists. And the problem is that we're experiencing is that we sound like everybody else. And I just think we can't afford to do that. And instead, we need to use AI, the intelligence of AI, by design. Like, this is our opportunity, but the risk is that we sound like everybody else. And so if we want to use AI to be faster and easier, be more efficient in our business and in our personal lives, of course, then we need to use the super intelligence, but be really intentional about the way that we use it. Because it's moving so fast, and we've already moved past being able to use generic tools, and we have to invest in specific tools for specific outcomes, because otherwise we fall into using tool that's built for everyone, not built specifically for your business, your industry, and for your specific needs. And so instead, we can use AI assistance for salon-specific tools. And I can't wait to introduce you to Jemima, and because she is an intelligent tool by design, designed specifically for salons to become better mentors, to become the business operator in your business, and to help with leading, managing your team by design. Hey, It's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. I think there's a bit of a shift. You know, we were sold a promise that AI and technology was going to give us more freedom, more autonomy, a life, you know, designed on our terms, because right now we're living through the loneliest generation in history, and technology is a big part of why. And I think there's a bit of a shift back to human, because people are not only lonely, they feel disconnected from real conversations, real relationships, real places, you know, that you walk in and people know that your name because nobody walks in anywhere. Lonely is a feeling, and disconnected is the state that people are living in now. And so I feel like you as a business owner have an opportunity to fix that. Like, this is a unique place that we are as business owners. And here's what I'm actually seeing. These are the signals, and your salon is sitting right in the middle of them, and how we can return back to human. Because the majority of our team are living in devices. You know, their nose is in the device all of the time. I know that it drives you nuts, just like your children. But humans are living in devices, and they're talking to machines, not to people, whether it's their phone or whether it's their AI, and their AI has become their best friend. It is the loneliest generation ever, and humans are hungry for connection and community. That's what people are looking for now. They're looking for someone to follow. And if you want to belong, if you feel lonely and disconnected and want to belong, then that's going to manifest in your working environment choice. As a team member, solos are starting to move back to salon teams, not just connection, but belonging. Do you know a place that sees them for who they are, a team that they can grow together, a leader who creates purpose and direction? Like, that's the shift from lonely to belonging. And I really think that you can build that inside of your salon. Like, this is the opportunity for you to be the influencer inside of your own four walls. Like, you don't need a million followers to be an influencer. You really don't. You just need a team that believes in you. And you have this opportunity to influence from the inside of your own four walls to the people that you already have access to. You already have people in your wheelhouse, in your four walls, in your business that you can lead. You don't tell people what to do. You show them where they belong. And I think that is the future of leadership, not telling them what to do, showing them where they belong and how they belong. And that's what being a mentor does. That's who you need to become if you want to thrive between now, the end of this year, but actually be thriving by the time that we arrive in 2030, be the business that's thriving, profitable, successful, that you're not stressed. And I think the opportunity for you is to become what we call the 100K mentor, to lead your people. Like, you are the most important part and the most important voice inside of your business. And that is the opportunity for you now to become the mentor, the CEO who grows the business through developing people, not by being the best person on the floor, but by you becoming a 100K mentor. And so really it starts with developing your mentor skills, like the skills that you need to be able to mentor people well. When I say mentor people, not just tell them what to do, lead them, inspire them, show them a better future. And if you can develop your mentor skills, then really what you need to be able to hold that together consistently is a system that maps every team member's development, like where they are, where they're going, what's next, where they need to be, and then what do they need to do to get there, like a pathway to follow. Because you know that good people always leave when they run out of future. And so your job is to create future. And the only way to create future is to have a development system that people know exists, know what's next for them, know where they're going in the future, and then know exactly how to get there. And that's your job, is to help them get them to where they need to go. And so in order for you to do that, you can't scale your brain. And the systems and processes that you build in your business are exactly the things that will set you free. You need the right operating tools, because you can't otherwise scale your business without going crazy. Like if you are the center point, you are the one thing in your business all of the time, then you can't scale that. You will always be in the center of your business. So that is the opportunity, is to develop mentoring skills, to create a development pathway so people know the pathway that you're taking them down, and then to build yourself the operating tools that mean that you're not in the center, because systems and processes are the one thing that will set you free. You don't want to be the guy in the middle of the traffic, of the four-lane traffic. You know, when the lights go out and you put the guy puts the white gloves on and he's moving, directing the traffic. Like, you can't afford to be that guy. You've got to get the lights back on so it happens automatically. Systems and processes shall set you free. And to do that, you need the right tools. So there are three things, but there is one outcome. Three things: the mentoring skills, the development system, the operating system. That's not three things to do, because really it's about who you become and what you build. That is the thing that people will stay in your business, and you want to have a business that people grow, they stay, and they perform because of who you became as a mentor and what you build as a business. I think that is the opportunity. So if you're ready to become a world-class mentor, then I've got two things for you. There are two ways that I can help. So I'm going to walk you through both. Number one is I have the three-step mentor method called the three-step behavior reset. And I know that you didn't become a salon owner to manage the same team problems on repeat forever. You know, the reason that the same behavior keeps showing up in your business isn't that you hired bad team members, probably. It's that you don't have a repeatable system to hold the line, to hold the mentoring, and to hold people accountable. So I had this problem in my salon, and I needed to solve the problem. And so I created the three-step behavior reset. And I thought I should share it with you. So if you want to grab it, I'm going to put the link in the show notes of this episode. But to be honest, it's in all the places. It's in the bio, in Instagram, it's in the Facebook group, it's on the website, it's in all other places. So you can otherwise comment on any social media post, reset, and I'll send it to you. I'll know exactly what you mean. Now, number two, I'm getting five salon owners together to work on becoming a world-class mentor. Three things, one outcome: the mentoring skills, the development system, and install the operating system. So if you want to join Salon Mastery, I'm taking on only five salon owners. It means that we can work closely together with you, me, my team. And this is my invitation for you to apply. I'm going to leave the link in the show notes of this episode, but again, it's in all of the places. It's in the bio of Instagram. It's on the website. It's probably in an email that I send you. And if you want to apply to become a world-class mentor, then there's just a couple of quick questions. I think five questions maybe, to just tell me a little bit about your salon. And then there'll be an invitation to book a call. And I'd love to jump on a call with you and just find out a little bit more about your salon, your team, your situation. There's no obligation ultimately. This is a discovery session. Are we a right fit? And if it's a fit, then let's discuss what does Salon Mastery look like. And if it's not, I'll be honest and I'll say that this is the not the right thing for you. Maybe I've got something else for you. Maybe there's someone else who's a better fit. But I think it's worthy of applying for Salon Mastery and then jumping on a on a call. All right, well, that's a wrap from me. Otherwise, I look forward to connecting with you next week. Meanwhile, think about being the influencer inside of your own four walls, like this is your opportunity. And I look forward to connecting with you same time, same place on the podcast. See you next week. Ciao for now.